It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I hope you're feeling good today. I have an envelope that has locks in it. Mm-hmm. Four locks. And I'd like to show them to you on the kitchen table. Four locks. Hi, fish. Here's one, tiny one. Here's another one. And here's another one. And another one. That makes four. Four locks. But only two of them have keys that open them. And here are the two keys. That? Let me see. These are the two that need keys. Now, what key do you think might open this one? I think this one is too big, this key. Yes, that's too big to open it. It takes this tiny key to open this tiny lock. See? All right. Now it'll be this key that will open this lock. There. Now those two are open. But what about these two? These two are called combination locks. This one I borrowed from my son. He uses it for a bicycle, to lock a bicycle. And the combination are three numbers that are written right here, 36, 14, 32. And what you do is to turn this dial around like this until you come to 36. Find 36. We have to turn it this way. There it is. See, 35, and then the next one would be 36. Then 14, we have to go across like that and go to 14. That would be just before 15. Mm-hmm. And then this way and find 32. There would be 32. Now what should happen is that this... That's right, and it comes out. And that's the combination lock like that. Now, this is a lock that I borrowed from Betty Aberlin, and it's another combination lock. And she told me that the combination for it was 0, let's find 0 first there, and then 30. There's 30. And then 8. That's it. And that's how you open a combination lock. Well, Betty was using this for some game show that she was making up at her little theater. And so why don't we just take it back to her and see what the game show's like? All right, let's go to Betty's little theater. And back here afterwards. Come along.
Well, I guess we can start just as soon as Fred gets here. Oh, that'll be so good, Johnny.
Hi.
You're here. Wonderful. Just put it up on that right door, if you will.
All right.
Okay. Combination lock is here.
Yeah.
There it is.
And we are now ready. As you all know, we have three doors here today. The left door, the middle door, and the right door. Behind these doors. Basil, will you be our first contestant? All right. It's Basil. Welcome.
Thank you.
And before you get to see what is behind those doors, we're going to ask you to do a little pantomime. You won't be able to talk. But if the people in our audience guess what it is you are doing, you will get a chance at one of these keys to one of those doors.
Okay.
He's sleeping.
Right! Here is your key. Good luck.
It opens.
Basil, or we can have it delivered to your home. Okay. And now, because you opened that door, you get 5 seconds to try the combination lock.
Wow.
Good luck. Oh! Thank you for being such a great contestant.
Yes.
Joan, come on up here. Joan, I'm going to ask you to guess who I am. Who am I, Joan?
You're a giraffe.
Right! Yay! And here is your key. Different kinds of exercise.
Okay.
Hey.
Combination lock on it. Thank you, Giannis. I'm going to ask you to tell us a riddle.
Okay. What has 3 feet and rules the world?
What has three feet and rules
Can't guess it.
The world?
A yardstick.
A yardstick. Oh! Guess what?
What?
Oh, do you know what this means?
What is it?
This means that Maggie has a chance at the combination lock with him. Take a chance, Maggie?
Yes, I'll take a chance.
Your first hint is absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. For your second hint, some months have this many days. And for your final clue, this number, which reminds us of an hourglass, looks the same upside down as it does right side up. You take your turn. Fred Rogers, we are going to ask you today to sing us a short song with long words in it.
Short song with long words. How about Row, Row, Row Your Boat?
That would be grand.
Propel, propel, propel your craft gently down liquid solution. Ecstatically, 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 ecstatically. Existence is but an illusion.
And here is your key.
Doesn't work.
Don't be downhearted, Mr. Rogers. Here is your consolation prize.
Oh, Taffy!
Taffy!
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the combination lock.
Thank you.
Giannis, could you come out here a moment, please? I'd like you all to meet Giannis Purins, our stage manager. Thank you. And John Costa.
What a great game.
You helped make it happen.
Well, thank you very much. I see you all later.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
All right, let's play it again.
Betty must have gotten this taffy from Chef Brockett. It's the kind that we saw them making at the bakery. You know, I was thinking about doors. I have a door to my very own house. Sometimes when I come up to my door, I can hardly wait to go inside. And when I do go in, I can usually hear my sons and hear Mrs. Rogers playing the piano. And for me, that's far better than finding a throne or an elephant or a palm tree. Let's have some make-believe. Dolly, there are a lot of different doors in the world. Yeah. Now, in our make-believe, let's think about the opera and getting ready for it. Lady Aberlin might want to have a special door in the opera. Right? Ready, trolley, for the neighborhood of make-believe?
Oh, trolley. Trolley, halt, please. I thought, trolley, that you might be delivering Lady Elaine's Wicked Witch costume. Well, no, I know that she ordered it from Mr. McFeely, but then I thought, well, maybe you were helping him out today. No? Oh, well, okay. Thanks anyway, trolley. Bye. Let's see. Lady Elaine's Wicked Witch costume.
Reardon, well, I think I've told everyone about the opera tomorrow.
Well, that's good, but I wish Mr. McFeely would deliver Lady Elaine's costume.
Oh, don't worry, he will. He's very reliable.
Yes, well, oh, and speaking of costumes, what are you going to wear for your part in the opera?
Ooh, just anything, I guess. After all, I'm playing myself.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to have a dream in the opera.
Well, what could your dream be about?
Doors.
Doors?
Maybe a magic kind of a door. One that leads to another land. I could find this key, and it could open the magic door.
Oh,
that's it.
Yes.
The key to other land. Other land, other land, where can I find another land? Where is the door that this key was made for? That this key that I know is for other land. Other land, other land, other land.
Mr. Online, how are you?
Well, just fine.
I'd like you to know Reardon. He's helping us make the new opera.
Well, how do you do, Reardon?
Well, what do you do, Online?
Oh, well, I have a museum, but I also do my daily exercises.
Well, would you like to be in our opera?
Well, what could I do?
Well, exercise, if you like.
You could be my brother, if you like.
Oh,
we could be on the beach or something, and that's where I could find the key. And have the dream. You could even be in my dream if you want to.
Well, that sounds like it could be fun. I could do, jumping jacks and push-ups and running in place. Chinning and swinging and lifting the weights.
And you could go for a swim, too.
And I could go for a swim, too.
Oh, you're going to be just great.
Good. Hey, what's going on over there?
Lady Elaine.
Hi there. Howdy. Say, what's Muscle Man doing here?
He's going to be my brother in the opera.
Well, I'll think I'll take him from you.
That could be part of my dream.
I'll take you, boy, to my Daffy Taffy factory. You'll see.
Well, just pretend, isn't it?
Oh, sure, but I love to pretend. Now, where's my Wicked Witch costume?
Well, it wasn't on the trolley, but I'm sure it'll get here soon.
Say, All Mine, if I would sing my new number song, could you do something spiffy while I do it?
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, if I sang 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, could you do some kind of a dance or something?
Well, I could do my exercises.
Let me see you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
I think that would be just fine.
You bet it'll be fine. Now, what I'll do, I'll capture this handsome creature, and then you two will have to come and rescue him from my Daffy Taffy factory.
Well, you really mean it.
Yeah, it's part of the opera.
Oh.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. Good day, everybody. Good day.
Here we go. Yeah, that was... wasn't such a speedy delivery, Mac.
Well, wicked witch costumes are not easy to find in your size, Lady Elaine.
Oh, let's try it on.
Okay. You brought it in plenty of time, Mr. McFeely.
That's what you'll get. That's what you'll get.
Oh,
a timely, timely delivery.
Very good.
A timely, 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 timely delivery. That's what you get. That's three.
Would you like to be in our opera, Mr. McFeely?
Oh, not this week, Reardon. Not this week. Booming business right now. I'll just say, speedy, speedy delivery. Goodbye,
well,
everybody.
Goodbye. Please remember you in the laundry.
Yes,
bye.
We will. And it's a
Well, Lady Elaine, I think that's just perfect for the opera.
Now, how did you two get here?
Well, you see, I was digging in the sand, and...
You're nice looking.
Well, anyway, I found this old key.
A key? Oh, that must be the one I lost years ago. How about giving it to me?
I won't give it up! I won't give it up!
Then I'll take this nice-looking man away.
Oh, no, you won't!
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't!
Oh, yes, I will. Now, this is fun. Now, pretend that I do take you away, okay, to my Daffy Taffy factory. Come around this way. We'll pretend
okay.
that now. And then Betty is left all alone. And then you, Reardon, you're the swan. You'll come and help her, okay?
All right.
I'll be watching from here.
Brother, Lloyd, where are you hiding?
That's it.
Brother, Lloyd, don't tease me now. It's not fair to tease me. Come out and please me just for a minute, Lloyd. Brother, Lloyd, where are you hiding? Brother, brother.
I heard you calling.
Oh, you startled me.
I heard you crying, and I thought that I might help.
It's my brother. The witch took him.
That's it.
To her taffy factory.
That's what she said.
I will help you. The swans and the beavers will help.
What a gracious swan you are.
And you see, this is where I sing, you're like a swan yourself, young lady. You're like a beautiful swan yourself.
That's the nicest thing a swan has ever said to me, that I was like a swan.
Now I must find help. If you see other swans or any beavers, tell them to stay beside you until I return. We need all the help we can get.
Thank you, swan. Thank you, swan.
This is gonna be perfect. This'll be the best yet, don't
you think?
Well, I better get on with my exercises, but I'll be back for rehearsal tonight.
Okay.
And the opera tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
I think I'd better find myself a bathing suit.
Oh, come on. I've got plenty inside the museum.
Yes, and I've got to see Corny about some more costumes and sets.
Oh, fine. Okay, we'll see you later.
Okay, see you later. Bye.
Bye.
It's fine. Good.
So there will be many helpful people in the opera, and Lady Elaine will just pretend that she's wicked. I want to show you something. Remember the door I was telling you about to my very own home? Well, this is the key that opens that door. When I go home, I put this key in the lock, and turn it like that, and then I go inside my home. This is the key to my car. It's a little blue car. And this is the key that opens the room where I write stories and television programs. Those are my very own keys. They're different from these locks and keys. Might be fun to have a combination lock in the opera. Just sing about the numbers. 26, 24, 32, 12, 16, 18, 94, 0, 28, 23, 36, 9, 14, 17, 93. You could make up your own. Sure, you could make up your own melody just with numbers if you wanted to. Or any kinds of words or sounds. Sure. Take that back to my son. Have we fed the fish today? I don't think we have. They're glad to have some food. Yes. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow will be our opera day. It'll be fun to do that. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day. You know how? By just your being you. There's something over here. Such a good feeling. Very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. I'll be back tomorrow for the opera. Bye-bye.
This television visit are the people of Public Television Stations, Ford Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Sears Roebuck Foundation, and Johnson & Johnson. This is PBS.